All right. So now we're going to officially start. All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Movie Talks and Chill. We're your hosts. I'm Tony Serrato.
I'm Patrick Wall.
And I'm Gavin.
Yes.
No, wait,
yes.
No, I'm Doug Sherhart.
Wait, what's different about Gavin now?
Gavin had a transformation. Yeah.
In the year. Much more handsome now.
New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Hey.
And last time we recorded without Gavin, I almost said, I'm Gavin Butts. Yes. I had to fight that this time.
Dude. Yeah. I couldn't resist. I had to say it.
And we have Haley back with us again. Hello, Haley.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024. Mm-hmm. So I'll just kind of kick off. Basically, we talked earlier. I kind of told you guys 2024 is the first episode of the year. So special for you guys too. Mm-hmm. You get to join us on first episode of 2024. But we're basically just going to, it's going to be like an open forum kind of conversation. We'll talk a little bit about the festival coming up. That is coming up very quickly, 3.5 months, and 3.5 months flies.
Well,
I can't believe it's been almost a year. And then whatever topics, Haley, I know you had talked about some things of upcoming movies and stuff, maybe some things you've seen. So
I did some research.
Oh, nice. Well, why don't we kick off with your research? What research did you do?
Well, okay. So also in 3 months, I will be 30 years old.
So welcome to the club.
Patrick's almost 40.
I'm past the club. So I'm past
that. I was going to say, which one of you is in the club?
I am still.
Okay. So.
Jesus Christ. And it starts.
It's okay, Patrick. You don't look a day over 40.
You just need to stop talking. But, you know.
No, I love the banter. I love it. No, so I've been feeling kind of like nostalgic lately. So I've been going back and watching movies that maybe I loved as a kid or maybe only saw like once or twice. So I was looking at that and then I was comparing like 2004 movies because I can't believe like movies like Mean Girls and Dodgeball are 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And Anchorman, like all these movies. And then I was comparing it to 2014 and now it's coming out in 2024. And I have some insights.
Well, tell us, what are your insights?
Well, from doing my research, as I was telling you, I wrote it all down.
See, I'm not the only one who takes notes.
I know.
So,
I just show up.
Well, it was the Christmas episode. We watched shitty Hallmark movies. So I wrote 2 pages worth of notes.
Oh, thank God I was not a part of that episode.
I wish I wasn't part of that episode. It's the only time I wish I had the COVID.
Yeah, right.
After working on plenty of those, I'm like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But turning 20, it's like it's Mean Girls, Dodgeball, Anchorman, like The Village, 50 First Dates, Series of Unfortunate Events, Kill Bill Volume 2, Spider-Man 2, Shrek 2, Fahrenheit 9-1-1. It's just like, I can't believe they're 20.
2004 was a good freaking year of movies.
Right?
That's actually 2014.
Oh, 2014, sorry. Yeah. You're right. Holy crap. No.
Yeah.
She said 20 years.
Oh, yeah, 20. You're right. You're right.
Like,
and then 10 years before.
It's not 2034 yet.
Then 10 years before was 1994, which Tony and I already know was the best year of movies. Anything that ends with a 4, I think.
We've had a little debate on that because I'm more of an 84. We talked about that. You were 94. 94 did have really good movies, but I busted out with the 84 movies too, so.
I mean, I was 83, so. But the 80s had the best movies in general in my book. But, you know, 90s were fine. 94 was the best year for music.
I'm not gonna disagree with that one.
That had some of the best albums ever come out. I know it's not a music podcast, but, you know, it is.
We've been on so many subjects. It could be in anything podcast. Yeah.
I also was looking into, too, like any year ending with a 4 seems to be a good year for Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Well,
Adventure in the Mail.
2004, right?
Yeah.
And then 2004 was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And
that was a great movie.
Defense. And then I'm not really sure what he's been doing lately. He's kind of like walking around saying, I'm not Jim Carrey anymore. So
yeah, I haven't seen him really do.
He wanted to get into serious roles and he did. And then people said, oh, nah.
I think the last movie I saw him in was Sonic 2.
He had some personal issues, I think, so I think he stepped away for a bit.
Yeah.
Then he came back for, you know, the Sonic movie, which was so inspirational, so Oscar-worthy. Like, way to make a comeback.
Yeah.
I love those movies.
Yeah.
I thought they were great. One of the best video game adaptations ever, in my opinion.
Yeah, probably up there. With Mario Brothers, the original. <Just kidding.
laughs> As much as I love John Leguizamo, worst movie ever.
Well, I remember reading an article where the guy who played Mario, I can't remember his name at the movie.
Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, yeah. He was so drunk that one of the sliding
doors. He didn't want to be part of the movie.
Yeah, it broke his hand. So if you look closely at some of the scenes, you can see the cast.
And he's a great actor.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to be in that movie.
I don't think anybody.
He didn't know what he was doing in that movie. He said they wrote the script as they went along.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
In John Leguizamo's second one-man show, I don't call it like a stand-up because he does like hour and a half, 2 hour long things on like off Broadway, and he always portrays. He goes through his life and he portrays every person in his life. So he does every character, and he's talking about the girlfriend he's dating, and they get into a big fight, and he's like, says something to her, and she's like, well, you know what, Super Mario Brothers sucked. Like, it destroyed him.
I feel like Patrick right now. Am I thinking of the right person? Is he the one? No, not, it's not Jagger. Who is the guy that's always in the Coen Brothers movies? He plays Jesus in Lebowski. Patrick.
It's Sunday morning. That's the problem. My brain isn't awake yet. He is the Big Lebowski. They made a spinoff movie. He's in Barton Fink. He also directed, or he was in one of the Transformers movies too.
John Turturro.
Yes, John Turturro.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, there we go.
They are very similar. I see why you.
Hey, it's a trivia episode now.
Did you guys see him in? Though I really liked him in The Menu. Did you guys watch The Menu?
I've seen The Menu.
In that.
Well, John Leguizamo. I think we talked about it before. Yeah. That movie Chef.
That you love that. Yeah,
that was 2014. That was
10 years ago. Damn, 10 years.
Right.
Great movie. Yeah. It was surprising. It was a hidden gem. The only reason I found out about the movie is because they started doing a Netflix show called The Chef with Jon Favreau cooking throughout it and meeting all the different people that worked with him on the movie. And I'm like, what the hell is this movie? Like, what is this movie?
So I see a time in between Marvel and Star Wars.
So I searched high and low and I couldn't find it like anywhere except to buy it. And then luckily my buddy Rob, who's got the Plex server that he loads up all these movies, it was on there. I'm like, are you kidding me? I called him up like, Rob, I love you. Because
I'm watching it. Yeah, I'm watching this. For a while, I thought.
It might be still on there.
Yeah, because I think that's how I watched it.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah. Very good.
And you learn a lot about cooking.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like
Savage on YouTube for cooking advice.
What's that, Haley?
I opened my mouth. That's what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I felt like 2004 was definitely like a boys comedy kind of year, like with all those 2014. I feel like it was like a mix of a lot of Marvel. And a lot of, like, you had, like, The Hunger Games and Divergent and, I don't know.
Like, book adaptations, but a lot of that came out.
And then you also had, I think 2014 was a really great year for TV, actually.
Yeah.
Because you had American Horror Story still going strong before it went to complete. Cool. Ryan Murphy was also coming out with shows, like, he had People vs. O.J., he had Feud, Betty and Joan, which are doing a new feud this year. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Let's go back to 2004 real quick. And actually, this is a good question for you, since this is you're the audience. How do you feel about there being a remake of Mean Girls, but it's a musical and it's coming out?
I was
in the audience. I mean, I've seen the movie. It's good, but I'm not like.
I want to trust Tina Fey, but I'm happy we segued into this because I realized that in 2004, 14, and this year, there's another Godzilla, another Planet of the Apes, Beetlejuice 2, another Ghostbusters. Every 10 years, they're just repeating and it's like very circuitous. And so with Mean Girls, I obviously love the original and I want to trust Tina Fey and Tim Meadows. But Tina Fey kind of let me down with her past like two or three movies. And I feel like Mean Girls is one of those movies where it's just like, why? You made it a Broadway musical. Now you're making a movie about the musical. It's just, I don't know. I'm probably not gonna see it.
I didn't even know they were doing it. I went and saw Poor Things the other day.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's really good. It's very different.
Your ghost
Patrick would never love it, like it. Patrick would be like, what the hell is this? You probably like it. He doesn't
know what a movie is.
What?
He doesn't know what a movie is.
I know. Well, that's
true. It's a talking thing on the wall, right?
Like, it's that thing, that box.
It's the moving pictures.
Yeah, the moving pictures. It's very good, though. Honestly, if Emma Stone doesn't get an Oscar nomination, I'm burning all of the Academy down because, like, she's everyone's good in it. But in the trailers, it was Mean Girls. And I'm like, so I'm texting a friend of mine, like, there's another Mean Girls? I guess I was out of that loop. I mean, that's not a movie for me. Like, but I was like, what the?
Well, I just learned that they remade The Color Purple.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. I have a friend that worked
It's all remakes.
Let me make a commentary on that.
Yes. Oh, God. Here we go.
The Color Purple. And that one's a musical, too. It's
is it? Have you watched it? I haven't seen it yet.
No, well, I'm not going to.
She said this one's full-on musical.
I am not going to see it. The original. I saw The Color Purple once. I was already depressed the first time. Yeah. I don't want to be depressed the second time.
Right?
Sing.
Yeah.
Sing-along depression.
Yeah. It's like happy sadness. I can't do it. And it's like, again, with remakes also, not just changing up the format, because that's what I think why they're trying to do that, where they're changing the style of how they're making
it. So are musicals back? I feel like every, 10 years.
Wicked.
I love musicals. I'm not against them, but I feel like they go through, there's, 10 musicals, and then nothing for 10 years, and then there's another all musicals.
Well, I just saw, so when we were shut down for Christmas time, because my normal work shuts down for that week, and I had some time off, so I said, hey, I'm going to go see a movie, but there was nothing in the theater that I was really excited to see. However, there was one that I was 50-50 on, and that was Wonka.
Oh, yeah. I was 50-50 on, but I think I'm going to go.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, everyone I've talked to said I was pleasantly surprised.
And the guy, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he was the one that played in Dune that plays Wonka.
Yeah.
The young version.
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah. So he does so. Oh, yeah, she knows a lot of stuff.
Well, all the girls love him.
And
I don't. He's way too scrawny. He looks like the guy from Corpse Bride. No, that's Pete Davidson.
He looks like if a toothpick got shaved down a little bit.
Yeah, he's cute, but he's I need
more.
Yeah.
You need more.
Need more
too. You need a really tall fat guy. from these dimensions that
you know anybody.
He needs a giant.
6 foot tall, 7 foot wide.
Well, I'm 5'9". So I need someone at least 6'1".
Yeah, there you go.
I'm tall.
But I will say that character, he had so many Gene Wilder-like mannerisms from the original Wonka that you could actually tell.
Okay, to me is the real Wonka.
Yeah.
I love Johnny Depp, but that wasn't Wonka.
I was just about to say, it wasn't as great as Willy Wonka, or what's his name? Johnny Depp on acid with trained squirrels?
Basically.
That whole movie is just a...
Well, it was nice because they didn't do with the Charlie and Chalk Effect, the remake, that Tim Burton did. That was, again, a complete remake, whereas this one is a prequel, but you could tell just by the visuals of it, they try to stick, obviously, completely different time frames and, their technology wasn't there, but they try to stick pretty close to a similar style as the original one.
Yeah, to the Jane Wilder one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Spoilers. Wait, so is Grandpa Joe still a freeloader in this new Wonka?
Well, so nobody else is there yet because it's him when he's young. I'm assuming he's supposed to be in his early 20s. Yeah.
Right.
So it's just him, but he
worked in the factory.
I will say the thing that creeped me out the most though from the trailer was
Oompa Loompa.
What's his name?
Hugh Grant.
The Oompa Loompa freaked me out. Did you read the article though about when they were modeling him? They actually sent nude photos of the Oompa Loompa because it's his face on a thing, and they sent those to him, to Hugh Grant, the director did, and he was like, what the hell is this? And it's nude Oompa Loompas.
Wait, so is it Gene Wilder, all the Oompa Loompas are different, or is it Charlie where they're all the same person doing the same thing over and over?
No, so in the new one, in the Wonka prequel, it's just one Oompa Loompa. It's just here. Now, they don't show the other. There are other ones.
I was going to say, did they clone him?
That exists. But
hermaphrodite?
I can't explain.
They live on an island, bro.
I can't explain without spoiling it. But basically, he's he's trying to meet up with Wonka to for a certain reason for something that happens. I can't say anything without giving it away. So it's basically just him, but he does emphasize that he's an Oompa Loompa, and you know, he's meets up with them, and eventually they kind of have an you know, kind of heated relationship for a little bit. He's only like in a little bit. Very little Oompa Loompa, though. It's a lot more of the story of how he's just getting started.
And the chocolatier or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So
I was excited about the Loompa drama.
I know, right?
Got a lot of Loompa drama. I got another puzzle for you.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. So, and I was looking too here for 2004 also. A great Christmas movie that came out.
That's my favorite.
Christmas with the Cranks came out in 2004. I love that Christmas movie.
I just watched that like twice.
The one with Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Is that Tim Allen? It keeps popping up.
Is that Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God. Team America World Police came out in 2004. Which,
When my grandmother, God rest her soul, has been with us for a long time. That was my grandmother's favorite movie. Understand my grandparents, they're both no longer with us, but when they were alive, she would tell my grandfather's name was Michael, but she'd call him Mickey. She'd be like, Mickey, it's like a porno movie with puppets. This is how my grandmother would explain it. Yeah.
That is what it is. It's
my grandmother.
Oh my God, that movie.
She was a huge movie buff too.
She didn't make that movie today.
No.
Oh, the best Punisher movie came out in 2004. The one with Thomas Jane.
The one that was shot here?
Yeah. I tried to be an extra in that one.
Did you?
It was like 3 miles. I knew a couple
who worked on it.
I think Alien vs. Predator was 2004 also.
I think so.
Ugh, nice. Torque came out in 2004.
Which one?
Torque. It was supposed to be the Fast and Furious.
I never watched that because it looked like it was just a ripoff.
Well, back then, I rode a motorcycle. I was like, oh, this movie's going to be awesome.
It was a motorcycle version of Fast. Yeah.
But that movie sucked so hard.
Doing like Torque came out. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. I love that movie.
Also, The Grudge.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
The Grudge came out.
That was sort of a knockoff of The Ring, though.
Oh, Chronicles of Riddick came out that year, too.
The only good one of that series. And the only good movie Vin Diesel's ever made.
Well, Pitch Black was pretty good, too.
Oh, no, Pitch Black was good. Yeah.
So this that was series the sequel. Was
good.
Yeah.
And that's the only good stuff
Vin has ever made. I'm sorry to say.
Eurotrip came out.
Dynamite.
Oh, I love that movie.
Eurotrip came out in 2004. Scotty doesn't know.
I got inebriated the other night and I listened to that song like five times.
It's on one of my playlists, so once in a while it comes up and I'm like, oh my God, this freaking song.
Halle Berry's worst movie came out in 2004.
Oh, The Notebook came out that year?
No, Catwoman.
Oh, that.
Don't you talk about her with Catwoman.
That movie sucks so hard.
But she looked awesome.
She looked great, but it was a bad movie.
Village
came out.
Anchorman. You're right.
Shrek 2.
I had it all written down in the research.
Yeah, there you go.
I know. Look at you.
Troy. Oh, God.
Oh, Without a Paddle.
Alexander. Oh, my God. I saw that in the movie theater.
Which was about that, what was it, D.B. Cooper?
Yeah, they went looking
for him.
Yeah, they went.
Because the friend is dying or whatever.
Yeah.
That was like Dax Shepard, Seth Green.
Yeah.
And
what's that other guy's name?
He was just in the Five Nights at Freddy's movies. Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
Yep.
Matthew Lillard,
Dude, I like that movie. I don't know anything about Five Nights at Freddy's. I don't play the video game. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing about it, but I used to work for Chuck E. Cheese. So I was like, I got to watch this movie. And so I watched it. And I'm like, this movie's awesome.
Really?
Oh. We used to joke around, and I'm sure it's crap for everybody that plays the game.
I don't play the game, but we all know that I'm a little girl
when it comes to horror.
I've sat through that movie perfectly fine.
I don't think it's a great horror movie. I just think it's fun. When I was 18, I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, and we had the animatronics. Mm. I mean, I can tell you.
What'd you do?
I ran the game room. Like, I was just, like, fixed the games and made sure they
I used to work at Celebration Station, and I would be, like, the engineer.
Yeah,
I could call this the
engineer.
They don't just give you a name. No, I was, like, the game technician.
Resetting all the arcade games. Like,
someone unplugged them and plugged them back.
I had to open up the camera, the cabinet, hit a button.
Yeah. Usually it was just, like, resetting it. And then you give the kid his quarterback. But we had animatronics, and I used to joke when we would have to be there overnight to like do inventory or like fix games or something. I'm like, these things are going to come to life and kill us. Like, I know they are.
Speaking of which, there's a Steamboat Willy.
Oh, movie. God, yeah.
Yeah, because of Mickey Mouse.
That's the original Mickey Mouse is now without copyright.
We should talk about, because people are getting it very confused. Mickey Mouse itself is not.
I know this answer.
Is not. Even the name. They should not be using the name. Disney's probably going to come
out. But the Steamboat Willie version. It's the
Steamboat Willie and the Plain Crazy version of Mickey. Just the look of him.
Yeah.
Is out of copyright.
Yeah.
That's why they keep updating him every like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, so you know, he knows one thing. He knows this long time that I've known him.
Well, the reason why he knows this is because he actually was looking forward to Winnie the Pooh Blood Money that came out last year.
Oh my god!
The whole thing went.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason why he's wearing a red flannel, because in the original version he didn't have the shirt, so he wasn't allowed to wear the iconic red shirt.
Yeah,
because that version is still in color.
Because Disney's smart. And, you know, Disney's the reason why it's 95 years. It used to be 30 years.
Yeah.
And then in 1998, they were like, we're not going to lose Mickey. Like, no, we can't, or whatever year it was. So they worked with, they got the government to basically say, okay, we'll do 95 years. Because if you think about it, 95 years, like if we created something now, in 95 years, in 95 years, none of us are going to be here anymore.
That's right.
So it's sort of I guess that's originally the original, like,
lifespan of the creator.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you created it, but after whatever. He's dead now. But they didn't anticipate companies like Disney being around for 100 years and owning this. You know, it was one of those things because, you know, back then we were 100 and something year old country.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh.
It still freaks me out that things like Mickey Mouse, or I can't think of the other one I just had in my head, like all these like magical creations of this Walt Disney guy, also with Dr. Seuss, and they were like terrible people in real life. They were like,
were back then.
Anytime you see a picture of Walt Disney, he's smoking a cigarette, and they had to crop it out. You'll notice in every picture he's like that, or he's like kind of holding it.
Well, that's a modern thing. In fact, in the movie Saving
Thank Mr. You for Banks, Smoking, they did that too.
Yeah, but in Saving Mr. Banks, Tom Hanks plays Disney, and there's one scene, because the problem is that Disney was known as a smoker. He died from smoking, so you think that would be a thing that they
talk to any employee. He's not dead.
Well, apparently, they said he had such a weird, like he had a smoker's cough. So when you're working, you'd hear. Coming down the hall, your boss is here. You start, you know, the boss is coming. You knew he was coming because of that. So they were like, well, we can't not show that in this movie. You know, Tom Hanks did a good job portraying him. And so there's a scene literally when she walks in the room and he's putting out the cigarette. That's how you can show cigarettes in movies. Well, you can always do it without getting immediately it's a PG-13 or R rating that they're smoking.
They smoke one in Peter Pan, don't they? Or is that a cigar?
I think it's
probably a cigar.
In the book, they did.
Probably peyote.
The book, don't ever compare the books to what we. I mean, in The Little Mermaid, they eat the Little Mermaid at the end because she's a fish.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Cinderella, she doesn't wake up.
Yeah, exactly. And so, let's not compare the books to the thing. If we got the real versions, it would be.
Oh, I've read
the horror movies.
My mom and grandma made me read the original Grimm fairy tales.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. With Little Mermaids in that. Yeah.
Little Mermaid
sat you down in the dark. No wonder why he doesn't watch movies.
I love that Disney was just like, I've got this book of really messed up things. Let's make them the children's movies. How do we change the ending?
And all parents dead. There's
always
a dead parent.
Yeah.
You're not a Disney princess if your parents aren't dead.
No, you have dead parents.
Yeah.
Another thing, prequel to Lion King. Why? Why do we need to know where Mufasa came from?
I didn't even watch the live actions.
Yeah,
I didn't watch any of the live actions.
Action of the Lion King was all CGI.
And we've had this debate on here, I think, before. This goes to, where does a live action movie that has a lot of CG go from being a live action movie to an animated feature?
Yeah.
You know,
I would love to see real lions acting in that film.
That's what I'm saying.
Barnum and Bailey got in trouble for that.
Yeah. That won't happen because, you know. That and they'll eat the crew. Yeah.
Damn it, you missed your cue again, Lion.
And then the director, John Favreau, died.
So what are they?
He did the Jungle Book one, which I heard was good, but
it was okay.
Or and you're gonna subtitle.
Maleficent, I think, is the best.
Oh, I love Maleficent.
Which was
that was sort of it wasn't even like the original story, which is what I liked.
Yeah.
Like I don't mind them doing that. Like even Cruella with Speaking of Amazon, that was good.
Coming too.
Because it's, you know, but at least it's a different story than just taking, like, I love the original Beauty and the Beast cartoon. Mm. There's something about that. I don't know when it came out or whatever.
Like 1996.
I think that was like, 93 or 94 might have been. But I just remember being like, I really like this movie. And then I watched the live action version of it. And it's literally beat by beat by beat. What is the point then? It's like when
they also add in that the mom died.
Yeah, they did. You're right.
How do we make them different? We kill someone.
They added a few things, yes, but it wasn't enough to make it a different story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, but it kind of reminds me of how Gus Van Sant. Have you guys ever seen his version of Psycho?
Oh, it's
literally beat by beat by beat.
Vince Vaughn.
The horrible.
That had been 94. That was in the 90s. I don't remember what year, but
it's on YouTube, and they actually do like the scene by scene
comparison. Yeah, it's the exact same.
Why bother?
Well, he said for him it was an experiment. He wanted to do like mimic Hitchcock, but I'm like,
then mimic him in your own way.
Yeah,
do it in your own way.
Yeah.
Like, that movie doesn't need to be remade anyway.
No.
You know, if you're going to do what they did in, like, the show, the Bates Motel show.
That was really good.
Because it's a different story, and it's a prequel, but it's, like, him growing up as a kid.
I didn't really get that show. I couldn't tell what time period it was in.
Well, that's the problem, is they made it a little more modern, but it's supposed to, like, end with him becoming, well, it does basically end with him becoming the Norman Bates we see in Psycho. Yeah. But, yeah, they kind of modernized it for the new audience, but I liked it. I thought it was a good show overall.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go wrong with Freddie Highmore.
Yeah.
Mm. Wasn't he in another?
He was in
The Good Doctor. He's in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And he was in Finding Neverland.
That's, and he did that other show too, The Good Doctor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was actually very good. Where he plays the autistic.
Yeah, yeah. He was good. Yeah.
That's so funny. He's Charlie and it's all coming together, guys. 2024.
Yeah, yeah.
So go see Wonka, everybody. Yeah. So we learned nothing else.
Tony's advice of the week.
Yeah.
Go see Wonka.
He's been telling us that for 2 weeks.
What I got coming out.
I keep saying I'm going to do it, and then I just haven't. I've been busy, though.
Yeah.
So. I tried to go see the new Miyazaki film over the break, but by the time I was able to do it, like, they were showing two or three showings.
Yeah, a day.
Yeah. And then by the time I was able to go, it was either like 9:30 in the morning in Tampa or 6 o'clock at night in Port Richey.
Yeah, yeah.
And no theater was showing both the dubbed and the sub versions. Like, you want dubbed, you go to this one.
Yeah.
You want sub, you got to go to this one.
I hate
one.
When they do that for those kind of movies.
Yeah.
The problem is we had, which they all pretty much bombed, but you had Aquaman 2 came out over the holidays.
The new
Hunger Games movie came out over the holidays. And that's all going to take over those theaters
for
those kind of movies. Like, every movie I wanted to see that wasn't one of those movies, like, was gone within like a week because.
And a couple of my friends saw The Boy and the Heron, and they're like, "This is an amazing movie." I was like, "I really want to go see it. But I don't have time until next week." And next week, like you said, Aquaman 2, it took over like four of the theaters.
Every theater.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And I watched, I did watch, not in the theater, but we got it available to us. So watch that Hunger Games, Songbirds and Snakes. I'm deathly afraid of snakes, so I should have known better. There's a lot of snakes in that movie, and I'm like, and I'm like, but there's a lot of them, and I'm like,
do you remember Tam Honks, that Family Guy episode I was telling you about when they're doing the movie trivia? But they're saying they're in the movie, and then they're like, the best is when they say the name of the movie in the movie.
Yeah,
call it out. That's what that just reminded me of. It's like, well, it is called snakes. I don't think it's going to be spiders.
And there's just so many of them, and there's a lot. And it's the way they put them in there. I was like, I had to fast forward through some of them. Like, I can't watch this. It's just like, it's too disgusting.
I think I've only seen the first Hunger Games, so I would be so lost.
I've seen them all only because at the time when they were first coming out, I was with my ex and she had read the books with her daughter. So her daughter would be like, hey, we got to go see it. I'm like, okay. The thing that drove me nuts about all of them is that her and her daughters had this horrible habit of telling me things after they happened in the movie. So like the Tracker Jacker thing comes out. She's like, the Tracker Jacker's after mine. I got it. I'm watching the movie.
I'm not lying.
I'm not lying. I do that too.
But you're is that worse when you're watching the same movie with someone and they ask, what's going on? Like, I have just enough information as you do. Like,
this is why I go to movies by myself.
She would do that to me, too. And her daughters would do. I'd take their daughters to the movies and they're like, what? Tony, what's happening? Yeah. I'm like, are you watching?
Yeah.
There's audio. You can hear. They are literally explaining
what's going on in this.
It's kind of like watching like a murder mystery movie where they finally explain how they did it at the very end. And they're like, well, how did that happen? He's literally telling you how it's happening right now.
Listen.
Stay with
us. I say that to people all the time. I'm like, just watch. They're going to tell you what's going to happen. I don't know half the time.
I'm on like either side. I'm either the one going like, see, that's a Tracker Jacker, what they do, blah, blah, blah. Or I'm like, you know, when I went to go see Bo is Afraid, my friend was like, what is it? I was like, dude.
I don't think anybody knows what the hell happened in that movie.
I love Ari Aster though, because the plot is so simple. Like the plot, like literally the movie's about him going to see his mother with like the backdrop of all this tumultuous, which I think goes so well with like Midsommar and Hereditary. It's like Hereditary is about a family like just kind of going to hell and like bad stuff. Yeah. And then Midsommar is just a breakup in the backdrop of a Swedish murder cult. So
all movies I will never watch again. and here's why. And it's not that they're bad. They're just movies that really made me uncomfortable while watching them.
Yeah.
Teeth, another one, yes.
Teeth wasn't bad.
Teeth was horrible. No,
Teeth is awesome. But it's the most fucked up movie.
Oh, my God. Ever. My friend and I used to have...
I could probably use some movies to watch that have never been in the mainstream at all. But I have found them.
Have you ever seen Cannibal? Oh, crap. Now I can't remember the name. I'll have to remember
it. Is it like the 70s?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's where they have
all the women come out. Yeah,
they put a girl right through her body on a stake.
Yeah,
and it was so gruesome that they got arrested. The filmmakers got arrested, and they had to prove that they didn't actually kill all these people in the movie because they thought it was real. They thought it was like a snuff film, and it's called like Cannibal.
I know exactly which one.
Oh man,
it's either Cannibal or Cannibalism or
Cannibal
something.
Holocaust.
Cannibal Holocaust. Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
I have to watch it on the way in. He's just sitting back like, what is this movie?
Well, something I have to watch.
I don't know if you've ever seen this one. So there's a movie called Gutter Balls.
Heard of it.
Your kind of movie, though?
His kind of movie? There was a restaurant I used to go to, Antonio's, when it was still open here in the area. And there was a server there because I would go in there all the time. And one of the servers... I learned later she was a little messed up in the head. But she's like, and I was doing movies at the time. She's like, oh, I love movies. She's like, here, I've got something for you to watch. And she lent me this DVD. And I walked back in like the day after I watched it. I'm like, what is wrong with you? And she's like, it's a great movie. I'm like, what? I'm going to repeat, what is wrong with you?
I remember in college, a girl's favorite movie was Funny Games. And I was like, oh,
no.
You need to go watch that. And I came back like, what the fuck did I just watch?
What I cannot. Yeah.
Broken by a golf club.
I will say I walked out of Poor Things I saw last week, and I literally said to my buddy who had already seen it, and I said, "What the fuck did I just watch?"
Did you ever see Dogtooth by Yorgos Lanthimos? Same director.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
I like his stuff. Like the favorite's great.
I can't watch The Lobster. I saw it once, and I was like, I can't watch.
Yeah, same with Colin Farrell. Yeah, that was
that's
a weird
another movie.
Lobster, I can't. It's too like screwed up.
It's weird.
Same with like Darren Aronofsky. That's how I feel about like Mother. I'm never watching again. Requiem. I can't watch again.
The Fountain's probably his least of like weird movies. Like not weird, but I love The Fountain.
I remember I told some friends of mine about The Lobster, and I said, because they were like, what do we watch? I'm like, hey, I saw this really odd movie. It's really weird. And they took that as this is really good.
Yeah.
And they just interpreted it. Yeah. Well, they came back after they saw it, and they're like, we are never taking a movie recommendation from you again. I'm like, I told you it was weird.
Weird can be good. I mean, I say that a lot of movies are weird, but
Everything Everywhere All at Once is the weirdest movie I've ever seen.
I love that
most
movie.
Oscar nominations for an A24 movie.
And I'm glad. That helped. I think that's...
That movie was fantastic. I loved it. I watched it like 3 times.
I'm surprised he's even seen it.
Not me. Sometimes he'll shock. It's a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
New Year's resolution.
Here's a messed up one, and they made 2 sequels, and I watched the first one, and I got sick, and then I tried to watch the second one, and I got sick at the first 10 minutes. I couldn't watch Human Centipede.
Oh, you didn't like the saga of the centipede?
Because there's 3 of them.
It was gross. It was so disgusting. No, like, when they got to the second one,
I've never watched those movies.
He's chipping teeth out. Like, out of the people so that they can't. And it's like, I'm like, oh, I can't watch it. I don't.
No.
Done.
I never watched it.
I always just think of that South Park episode. It's called Human Centipad.
Oh, yeah.
Wants to get an iPad, and the guy, Kyle, doesn't read like the terms and conditions. So he has to
go. Oh, yeah, because they made fun of the iTunes thing, is what they were making fun of. Like, because everybody just goes, accept. And it's like Apple could put in there, like, we own your soul now. Yep. I love that.
That's exactly what happened.
I remember after that movie first, the first one came out, and then Conan O'Brien on one of his episodes when he was still doing his stuff.
Yeah.
He had the human menorahpede, and there's all these people in black outfits, and they had the candles on their backs crawling out, but they were all connected by one like leotard.
If you guys have never seen Conan O'Brien takes his one of the people that work for him is taking a driver's test.
So that's so funny.
I've seen that stuff.
I watch it
with Kevin Hart and
every time.
Is that the one with Kevin Hart and
Ice Cube?
And then they take this little young Asian girl, like, and she's like learning to drive, like she's probably like 21 or something. And the whole time, Ice Cube's trying to go buy weed. Like the whole time,
it's
like,
and they do.
They go
to the dispensary. They make Conan drive so they can go smoke. They go to Popeyes after.
Yeah, that's right. They do at the end, because Conan's like, Conan doesn't do it, you know, smoke. So he's like, so he gets in the seat. They're all just.
I think the contract guy in there is.
Oh my god!
If he's popped up as smoking, that would be hilarious.
Other cameos too, and then I can't remember. Like they ran into people like on the street and stuff. So
just love how they call him a male. That he says hold on, CD. Call him a night walker.
Like
male prostitute.
You're a night walker. Oh my gosh, those are great.
It's like a vampire type thing.
So I just remember the Golden Globes are tonight.
Oh, that's right.
They are tonight. I was gonna pull up the list to see who's.
Yeah. In the meanwhile,
No,
you're fine. Because I didn't realize that was tonight already. That's just the remakes and the prequels and sequels alone.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool 3, which I am excited about. Deadpool 3, I'm stoked. But Godzilla, another Godzilla, another Mr. and Mrs. Smith, another Garfield, Furiosa.
We're not going to talk about that Garfield.
Yeah.
Furiosa, which is a prequel to Fury Road. Another Planet of the Apes, another Inside Out, another Bad Boys, another Quiet Place, an adaption of Twister.
Yeah, I heard it's called Twisters.
And another Ghostbusters. And
now that one I am excited about. I am excited about the Ghostbusters one. Hey, I'm a diehard Ghostbusters
fan. And the Godzilla one I'll watch.
Yeah. And there's also, I think this is my favorite too, there's going to be a Roadhouse remake.
Oh,
I didn't hear about that. I know. I'm like, what?
Ask him to leave, but ask nice.
Yeah.
Take him out, but do it nice.
Just like a Family Guy.
Don't mess with the Swayze dog.
Interested to see how they're going to do the throat ripping.
I was going to say, there's certain things you can't really do anymore, so it'll be interesting.
The kicks are fantastic. The family episode where they make... I talk about
who's going to be in that? Who's in it, does it say?
Hold on.
I haven't really heard. I mean, I heard they were doing it, and I didn't know they had it, like, announced. Because the thing we're going to run into with, well, probably more 2025 is, because the strikes went on for 6-7 months, you know, we're going to get everything that was made before was able to be finished now.
Yeah.
And then...
Can you give me one guess as... Give me a guess.
I looked it up, so I can't be involved in this.
Wait, as to what?
Who's going to be the new Roadhouse? Who's going to be the new Swayze and Roadhouse?
New Swayze dog?
Oh, God.
I have the answer.
Don't say anything.
I won't.
Please don't let it be like Zac Efron or something like that. I have no
idea. No, let me think. Who's a modern Swayze?
It's not who you think.
Chris Farley, if he was still alive, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would let that
happen. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Really?
Gyllenhaal. Yeah.
Jack Twist is going to be.
He can't even act that well.
They haven't given the character a name. Yeah.
Like, but Tom McGregor is awesome
in this film.
No, I heard that. So that's the only one I've heard of.
And Conor McGregor's in it too.
Well, because he's the producer of it.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the producers as well. Like he, I think he's the reason it's being made.
That sounds right.
So, all right.
I remember seeing that video where some.
And what's the other one you said? Roadhouse, and there's another one you mentioned. Your last two. Didn't you say the last two? Maybe I missed
it. They're doing another Twister, another Beetlejuice, another Ghostbusters, another Roadhouse, Godzilla.
Which I will point out a slight funny little fact about that with the Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah.
So Beetlejuice came out in 1988.
Yeah.
Then Mr. Keaton went and did Batman in 1989. Well, in 2023.
Mr. Mom. Was that before Beetlejuice?
He did that before. That was like 84, I think. 84, 85.
I love that movie.
So you have 80 did Beetlejuice, 80-90 does Batman. Then in 2023. He did Batman in The Flash, and in 2024, well, he's
been Batman in like four projects.
Yeah,
and in 2014, he was Birdman.
That's a great movie too.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah,
very good. And
all right, let's play a game. Do we have any time?
I think we got about 10-15 minutes left.
All right,
I'm gonna let it run.
Okay. Well, I was just gonna. I mean, we can just have fun with this, but I'm gonna tell you guys what is nominated, and we should figure out
who. Yay!
The Golden Globes are tonight. I don't even know how to watch them. I didn't even look. I think ABC, are they on or something like that?
Probably. Whatever.
All right. So Best Picture in a Drama. Here's what's nominated. Oppenheimer.
Mm. Obviously.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Good one.
I love that movie. Bad. So good. A little long. I could have probably cut another like 30 minutes out of it.
That's his last like three movies. The Irishman.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Same thing. At least that one was on Netflix because you.
Yeah, right.
It. Maestro, Past Lives, which I never saw that. It's an A24.
Yeah, I didn't see Past Lives. I didn't
see that one. The Zone of Interest and Anatomy of a Fall. I actually have not seen those last three, so I don't know.
I'm going to have to guess that Oppenheimer's going to take because Oppenheimer is such a big thing. I'm not saying it was better than
Killers. I think Killers of the Flower Moon deserves it.
I think so, too.
But it's going to be Oppenheimer.
But I think Oppenheimer got so much hype.
Yeah.
He already won what's his face? Is it Chilean? Cillian?
Yeah, Cillian. Cillian? Or is it Killian?
Remember,
he's Irish.
Yeah, well, he's Killian it because he just won some kind of desert award last night for Oppenheimer. Yeah. So I think he's going to win.
Oh, he'll probably win. Yeah, he's on the list for, I think, best actor.
I remember him being the bad guy in Tron, too. That's about it.
Yeah, and he was Scarecrow in Batman Begins in Dark Knight. All right, Best Picture Musical Comedy. Barbie.
I did not see it.
I actually watched.
I thought it was so boring. I have a bone to pick about that because I thought it was going to be like a funny, like kind of like a satire, dark humor type of movie. I feel like that's what they were kind of marketing it as. And I go see it and I'm like, I saw it with my dad and I thought it was going to be like a Deadpool type. And we're watching it and I'm like, how many monologues about like how hard we have
we're not the audience, she is, but we're not. And
I love that movie. I thought it was great.
Barbie.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was pleasantly surprised that I thought Ryan Gosling was hilarious in
killed it.
I like Margot Robbie. I think she's a little stiff, maybe that's the character.
How do you not like Margot Robbie?
What?
How do you not like Margot
Robbie? No, she's great. I thought it was funny that they put in all the like rejected Barbies into it, like they had the pregnant Barbie Midge,
and they had weird Barbie,
the Barbie that I guess there was a Barbie that you can make her boobs grow. Like I never even knew that existed, but it was real.
There's one, the most controversial Barbie that ever came out was like Sleepover Barbie, with a scale, like a weight scale, permanently fixed at 110, and a little book, and on the it was like how to lose weight on the back and said don't eat.
Yeah,
and so people bought it.
I was pleasantly surprised. I liked it better than I thought I would. I think it should be Best Picture? No, but I bet you it'll win. That's part of it. But I'll give you the rest of them. Barbie, Poor Things, which that I really like that movie. American Fiction, haven't seen, but I've heard it's really good. Holdovers just got onto Peacock, I think, and I gotta watch it. I've heard that's really good. May, December, and Air, which Air was awesome. I did like Air.
Yep.
I don't know any of those besides. I really did not.
Thank God I'm not the only one. Yeah, outside of Barbie, I haven't seen any of those.
I only like a musical if it's like a biopic. Like I love Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Across the Universe.
I don't like that they they put music.
Bohemian Rhapsody was good.
They should split
Bohemian Rhapsody. They're like, coming out with a movie called Back to Black for Amy. Yeah. Find out that's going to be epic. That's this year. And they also have what's the other one that they're singing? Oh, Bob Dylan? No.
Oh, Bob.
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. Yeah, yeah. I do want to see that.
That I would watch.
Yeah, right. For sure.
So I think, unfortunately, I think Barbie might take it.
Yeah.
Probably. But I think any of those other movies probably deserved it more. So Best Director, Motion Picture. Bradley Cooper from Maestro, which I have not seen yet. I've heard mixed reviews on.
Directed that?
What?
He directed that?
I can't get past his fake nose in it.
Didn't he start?
Look him up in that and see what he looks like. He has a fake nose. It's like, it's almost like Johnny Depp's character in the Kevin Smith in Tusk.
Oh, in Tusk, he's like the investigator.
And he's got this giant nose, which he wanted to see. He told Kevin Smith, he's like, does this look like a penis?
Yeah.
And he shows it, and Kevin's like, kinda. He goes, good, that's what I was going for.
It's like a
Tusk was 2014.
Matt Damon in Ocean 13.
Oh, yeah. He's
like, the nose plays. The nose plays.
You got to see what he looks like with the nose. I don't know. I can't get past the face.
He looks like Steve Martin from Roxanne.
Yeah, look at, show him. The nose. Nice. I just can't get past the nose.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
So,
go ahead.
No, you're fine. Greta Gerwig, Barbie. Yorgos Lanthimos, poor thing.
Yes.
I think he deserves it. Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer, probably will get it.
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon.
It depends on who takes Beck's picture.
Best picture. And that's who will win. Mm. Yeah. Celine Strong, who I don't know who that really is, honestly, Past Lives, but I didn't see that. Mm. It was an A24 movie, though, so I need to.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about that one.
Maybe it didn't. I don't know. That's so weird. Usually, those movies I hear about. Best Screenplay. Barbie.
Oppenheimer.
It's all the same.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yep. All the same movies. Which Killers of the Flower Moon is based on a book. So I guess they don't do, so they must not do an adaptation. Like Oscar split it where it's original. Because I think they.
I was just about to say, they're changing Barbie from original screenplay to adapted screenplay.
Yeah, that's in the Oscars. But in this, they don't have it adapted. They just do it all. Because also Killers of the Flower Moon is adapted.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer technically should be adapted because it's the story of a real person is like all his biographies, but Poor Things is also adapted. So most of these movies are adapted. Again, Don't Know Past Lives or Anatomy of a Fall. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama. Bradley Cooper from Maestro.
Cillian Murphy,
Oppenheimer. Leonardo DiCaprio, Killers of the Flower Moon. He was great in it.
Yeah.
Colman Domingo, Rustin. I never saw that, but I did hear that was good. Andrew Scott, All of Us Strangers, and Barry Keoghan for Saltburn, which I haven't watched yet, but I've heard is interesting. I guess he.
I'm Rustin.
Yeah, Rustin is. It's a true story. I don't remember what I saw. You know what I did? I watched one of those, which I love, and you probably watched these. Is Variety does these actors on actors or like tables? And
I just watched one this morning.
Yeah, well, they have one that they just did that has like all these people, like literally. I don't know. Bradley, yeah, it's not Bradley Cooper, but it's Cillian Murphy, Colman Domingo's on it, and a few of these other people. So it was really good. Best performance by an actress.
Margot Robbie.
No, she's not on it. Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. Terry Mulligan from Maestro, who I do like her, so I do need to see that movie. Sandra Hohler for Anatomy of Fall. Annette Bening for Naiad. Never heard of that.
Oh, I love that? Annette.
I know, it's called Naiad, NYAD. I'll have to watch that. Greta Lee for Past Lives. And Kaylee Spaney for Priscilla, which I also never saw, but I knew that came out. That was not a huge release. So
I love Sofia Coppola, but like, what is all of a sudden the obsession with Elvis again? We had Elvis and then the Priscilla year.
Because what's her name died, didn't she, this year?
Yeah,
Priscilla.
I think she did.
She died
this year, last year,
or last year maybe.
You think between the time she died and the time that the movie came out was? I feel like she was like planning that movie before she died. No.
Yeah, probably. I can't remember. All right, best performance by an actress in a motion picture, musical, or comedy.
This is where your
Margot
comes in.
Yeah, she's in this one. Actually, you're right. That makes sense. Fantasia Barrino, The Color Purple.
Oh.
Jennifer Lawrence, No hard feelings.
That movie's hilarious.
I like that movie. I didn't think I'd like it.
But it's so funny.
And she puts it all out there. So it's like, holy crap.
I got to the part where she threw it all out there. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is actually a pretty decent. Oh, wait, no, this is Failure to Launch. I've seen this movie.
Oh, yeah, well. Natalie Portman for May, December, which I've not seen. And now I need to. I didn't realize Natalie's in that. Alma Poisty, Fallen Leaves. Margot Robbie, Barbie, and Emma Stone, Poor Things. I think Emma Stone.
Emma Stone or Margot, I think. Mm-hmm.
It'll be one of them, probably.
For sure.
Although they may give it to The Color Purple, Fantasia, because they didn't get nominated for the...
Well, she hasn't done a thing since American Idol, so it's about time.
Yeah.
Reward her for coming out of the house.
Oh, yeah, it is that Fantasia. Oh, yeah, now I know. Okay.
You know any other Fantasias?
I just assumed there might be another Fantasia. I don't know.
The hippo from the movie?
Yeah, the hippo from Fantasia.
Well, that was the name of the world and Never Ending Story.
That is true.
They remade called Fantasia. The original Fantasia, didn't they?
No, they just have a sequel called 2000 or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was
a remaster.
I don't know, whatever. Yeah.
The brooms are still dancing.
Right? All right. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture musical comedy. This is actor.
Ryan Gosling.
No, he's not on this. Nicolas Cage for Dream Scenario. Timothy Chalamet for Wonka. Matt Damon for Air. Which is
Air was well done.
Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, which I need to watch.
Paul Giamatti.
Joaquin Phoenix for Beau is Afraid.
Okay.
And Jeffrey Wright, who I love, but I haven't seen American Fiction yet. He's in American Fiction.
Okay.
I would love if Joaquin won. But
yeah, Beau's Afraid, yeah. But I don't know.
Who was the first two?
Nicolas Cage, Timothy Chalamet.
I think it might be Timothy. Which, by the way, why does the first E in his name have a little over it?
Because he wants to be special.
Yeah.
No, I think he is from. Isn't he from somewhere?
I think he's from France.
He's French.
But why not on the second E? Why on the first?
Because it's Chalamet.
Hey. Go see Wonka. Hey.
Funky! Best of, now we turned it into a Brooklyn, like a mob.
Well, you're hanging out with a Long Island.
We're back to the Mario movie.
Willie the Chocolate Maker.
Best supporting actor in a motion picture is Willem Dafoe. Hell yeah, he did so good in Poor Things. Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon. He was good. I don't know if he was best part of that movie.
No.
Robert Downey Jr. and Oppenheimer. Possibly. Yes. Okay, so they're considering Ryan Gosling a supporting actor. They put him in this
category. Okay.
Which makes sense.
I appreciate that, actually.
Although he's sort of a main.
I thought he was a co-star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's sort of weird.
Yeah, but there's no Ken without Barbie, so he's a supporting.
I like Michael Cera's character. Oh God, what was his name?
Ken or something.
No, he wasn't a Ken. He was the one guy that isn't named Ken, and I can't remember what it
was. Alan.
Alan, yeah, he's Alan. He's just Alan.
If you guys get a chance, I don't know if it's on YouTube, but it is on TikTok. There's a guy that impersonates both Michael Cera and Jesse Eisenberg.
And have
a conversation with each other about like the littlest, like what movie we're gonna watch. It is so
I'll have to look that up.
That's so funny.
All right, so Robert Downey, Ryan Gosling, Charles Melton for May, December, and Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things, which they both, I've never seen Mark Ruffalo in this role in that movie. He's so good, and he's the opposite of what you would, like, all you ever hear about Mark Ruffalo from people I know that have met him or, like, whatever, he's, like, the nicest guy on the planet.
Mm.
In this movie, he is the biggest asshole you've ever seen, and he plays it so well, but in the interviews I've seen, he's like, it was hard for me to do that. He was apologizing, and he had to have some really intimate scenes with Emma Stone. Like, she's naked in like 80% of the movie. So but like he had to do these, and it's almost like he had to be a total like dick. And you're just like, holy crap, it's good. I mean, I love the movie. I love it,
Ruffalo. Bring it on. I loved Foxcatcher.
Oh yeah!
Did you ever see him in Start Again or Starting Over? I
think,
with him
and Keira Knightley.
Yeah,
yeah, he's great, but he normally plays the nice guy or the the buddy or I mean, he was in Zodiac too. He was good in that, but he still played like the, I think, what is it, the cop in that or something? He was one of the informants or something.
Shutter Island. He was in.
The Now You See Me.
I love. That's right. Yeah,
he's the FBI.
I love him. I mean, he's Hulk too. I mean,
2004. He was 13, going on 30. 20 years ago now.
Oh, shoot, he was in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Best supporting actress in a motion picture: Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer. Daniel Brooks, The Color Purple. Jodie Foster in Naiad. I gotta watch Naiad now.
It's a Netflix movie.
Jodie Foster's in
Jodie Foster's and, still around?
And Annette Bening is in that. The same movie.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for that. It's a Netflix movie about one Jodie Foster like helping her friend Annette Bening like become like a swimmer, basically. So they train for like 6 months to get her ready.
I'll have to watch the trailer. I may not watch the movie, but I like those actresses. Julianne Moore for May, December.
That's a good roundup.
Rosamund Pike for Saltburn.
Rosamund,
sorry. And Daveen Joy Randolph, The Holdovers. I haven't seen that one yet.
I feel rusty as hell right now. I don't know any of these.
Do you want me to keep going through this list, or do you want to?
I think we're just going to hear the same names over and over
again. I can't see if there's anything like crazy different in here.
Need to hear about props.
They're also doing TV stuff here, so we don't need to talk about that as much.
Well, let me we're scrolling through those, but I'll kind of switch gears for a minute. So we do want a couple things we want to kind of So things looking forward to in 2024.
Got it.
Actually, got yours. But we also have a lot of, I'm gonna let you start then. You already got your research on there. I cannot see all that though. You're gonna have to read it to me.
So there's going to be a new so you know how it was like People versus OJ, and then it became like People versus like the Gianni Versace blah blah
American Crime Story. I love those.
So he also did Feud, Betty and Joan, which was about Joan Crawford and Betty Davis with Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange, and it's probably my favorite Ryan Murphy project ever. So there's going to be a new Feud, and this one's going to be the Capotes versus the Swans.
Oh, that's cool. That'll be good.
That's gonna be dope. I'm excited for that. There's a new untitled Jordan Peele Christmas movie coming out.
He's going to Christmas. Is it like a Christmas horror movie?
I hope so. It's gotta be.
That's all he does.
It's an untitled horror movie coming out around Christmas. I'm really excited actually about, there's two that I'm really excited about. There's one called Ballerina, which is in the John Wick universe with Anna de Armas.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and she's like a ballerina slash like assassin.
Assassin.
Oh my God, I sound like Patrick.
It's an assassin. She's got good fashion. She's an assassin.
So that one. And then there's also one called The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling. And he's like a Hollywood stuntman who has to
I heard about that
one. The movie. It's like a parody one. And then there's also one called Argyle.
I want to see that too.
That one looks great. Civil War with Kirsten Dunst. I just watched the trailer yesterday. It looks really good. Griselda is a new Netflix series that I'm looking forward to. Which is Sofia Vergara being a badass bitch. And then there's going to be a new show. Remember Ted?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
A Ted show now about like
I want to see that.
John in high school. Yeah. It looks funny. I trust Seth a lot.
Yeah. You gotta trust Seth.
You gotta. And then I thought it was going to be this. I think it was supposed to come out this year. I think it's now going to come out next year. But Maxine. Ty West, Mia Goth.
The final of the Pearl X.
Pearl X Maxine.
In Maxine.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen Pearl or X?
I don't think I have, actually.
They're so good.
Oh, my. You have Patrick to watch X. Watch X first and then watch Pearl. Don't watch Pearl and then X.
Yeah, they came out Pearl X.
No, okay, X first. And
oh, no, it was X first. You're right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. X first. You're right.
I'm trying to remember which. Get on those for sure. Mm-hmm. Those are so good.
Okay.
Jenna Ortega's in Pearl.
Okay.
She's in X.
Or in X or Pearl? I can't remember which one she's in.
She's in X.
Okay. She's in X. I haven't seen her in a while.
She even jumped at the camera for that one.
And what's her name is Mia Goth is like the new It Girl right now.
Oh, Mia Goth is awesome. This whole like the whole female going on just a break like binger like losing their minds. It's becoming my favorite genre. And that's like Mia Goth,
Honor Joy,
Florence Pugh, like
oh, I love her.
Ronan, like that whole upcoming group, like. Mm. Oh.
Well, have you seen the trailer for Furiosa with Anna Joy Taylor, girl Anna Joy?
Yeah.
I love Anna Joy Taylor. You know, like at first I'm watching, I'm like, what the hell is this? And I'm like, oh, this is like a Mad Max thing. And then they show her, and I'm like, oh, I gotta see this. Like
she's awesome.
Yeah,
she's awesome for sure.
She's always great.
Well, so I know real quick, I want to talk about, you know, we kind of mentioned about the festival coming up too. So if you want to talk a little bit about what we got.
I don't feel like it now.
All right.
No, I will. So it's, let me pull up the exact dates because I don't all screw it up. Knowing me. But Sunscreen's coming up in April, end of April. You guys will be there, obviously. You are more than welcome to come out.
Yeah, come on down.
I will. It's a 7-hour drive. It's really nice.
Oh, there you are. Oh, you're in Atlanta. That's right. You're in Atlanta, right? Oh, nice.
I just found out that it's not only been voted one of the most stressful cities in the U.S.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's also been nominated on the list of like scariest cities.
Oh. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I know Hartsfield-Jackson is the busiest airport in America.
The worst.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Atlanta.
You have to take a tram to each state.
Yeah, I would rather just not. In fact, when I drove up for those two movies I did this year, one was in Pennsylvania and one was in West Virginia. I drove both times. I just went the coastline. I avoided.
Oh yeah,
Atlanta. You just took like 90.
I just cut across Florida and I was like, I'm not going through that traffic of Atlanta. So it's the 25th through the 29th of April, so Thursday through Sunday, or 28th actually, Sunday 25th through 28th of April. We have 500 films submitted right now, which I have to whittle down to around 120 to 130, so I'm doing that right now. So that's exciting. A lot of really good projects. Working on a few people coming out that are, you know, celebrity type. Great parties. Our parties are always fun.
Yeah
I mean, I know
that was a good time.
Patrick had a great time.
Tony's the one who got.
Oh, Tony's the one who got. Yeah. Which one he didn't show up?
Tony's the one that got.
The only time I've ever been late.
Of all people, we expect Patrick and Gavin. Who knows what happens with him? And Tony is late.
Here's the problem.
After a party,
I wake up at 4 a.m. every day. This was the first time I went to bed at the time I wake up.
Yeah. Well, so we have this big party. It's always a really good time. And there's always, you guys came out to the after party, right? That's why. That. So there's always like an after party at someone's house or whatever. It just ends up being, and it was like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we're all there. We're all hungover like there. I'm like, where's Tony at? Like, of all people, like,
I was there early. I was setting up.
We weren't that late, though, luckily. He was there. And I'm like, just go ahead and get set up. Please just get up. And I'm like, I'm at Starbucks trying to eat something so I can throw up and get done and get back there.
But it was
fun. I remember actually when I first met Tony Armour, it was when we went on to the Cannes Film Festival when Steve Tampa used to do like a field trip where it's
he still goes every year.
And when I met him, he was, you know, very Tony, very reserved, very like, you know, politically correct sounding, I guess. Cut to like 2 in the morning, and me and him both were in a bar or a club, whatever we are, and we stole the bottles from the bottle girls with the sparklers and the raging all over. And I'm like, this guy's awesome at like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
he actually came to
them all the time.
Party of mine many, many years ago.
Did he?
Yeah, it was back when he was still producing, just started the festival. It was like the first year, a couple of years. And he was still doing like producing, and he had just done that one movie, which he claims like is the horrible movie, which is why he stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Which one?
It was called, God, I can't remember the name of it, but it was very video looking. You know, it was maximum something
overdrive.
No, it wasn't maximum.
I'll start with him.
I'll find out what it is. I cannot remember off the top of my head what it's called. But he did that. But anyway, so he was working with me to like kind of go through. He had a script person that was kind of going through a script that I'd written, kind of helped me out to kind of flesh out some things. And he helped me out with some business plan stuff. And so Halloween was coming up. I'm like, hey, you want to, if you're more than welcome to come, he's like, can I bring a couple people? So him and his friends up at my house and we're having this Halloween party, but he was just super chill and fun. Yeah, that's when I got to know him.
He's got a couple sides. So
yeah,
I've known him forever. And
yeah,
he's a great guy. And
are you gonna give mandatory overtime?
Mandatory overtime. Yep.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can still see the trailer on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's still involved. And me and him kind of run the show with a few other people.
He's the top billed person for the cast.
Yep.
And he was
who, Tony's?
Yeah. He's labeled as producers.
That's so funny. Yeah, so it'll be fun this year. I think, you know, we're still in the planning phase, but it is in, you know, 2.5-3 months really. Yep. So I know you guys are gonna be there.
Yep, we'll be
every day.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Delay my birthday by a month and just do my 30th birthday at
the festival. Do it.
Sure.
We'll sing happy birthday. We do karaoke on that main night too.
Oh, I'm either doing if I do karaoke, my go-to is either Bohemian Rhapsody or it's always Bohemian
Rhapsody. Barbie Girl by Anna. Yeah.
Are you doing like all the parts, like what's her name?
Or all, or Goldberg. Smash Mouth. Oh
yeah, the sister in the Goldberg.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so we'll be up. We'll obviously be there for, you know, the opening night.
Yep.
You know, the kickoff night. We'll be there all day, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. I'll kind of wrap up like by the afternoon, like we did last time. But yeah, we'll be ready to rock and roll.
Around March, the first week of March, I'll know the schedule and we'll have a lot more details. So maybe I can come on around then.
Yep.
And kind of give you guys the scoop. Maybe you can come a little earlier and give you guys a scoop. Yeah. Know things. And yeah, I want people to come out. It's fun. It's awesome.
Yeah.
We just have a good time. It's one of the big things I look forward to every year.
It's been great. So like, I think Haley, I think I told you, we've done this now for the past couple of years. So the first year was 2022 and then nobody knew us. Doug didn't even know us. That's actually where he met us. Tony was one who let us come out there and we had some good interviews and stuff. And, you know, we did some stuff and then we got to know Doug and Brian, all the guys that run it and everything. And so, and Ben, and so we were a little more organized this time and actually had set up because we didn't know what to expect the first time. And this time we actually had people, we had to almost set up schedules for people.
I mean, so they're like, sound like we know what we're doing by this point. We really don't.
Don't we know, Patrick.
Speak for yourself, Patrick. You do know she's your replacement now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
no.
Well, Ben, Shane's
replacing
you, but I think she's prettier than Shane, so I think she's your replacement.
Well, you know who else I reached out to me the other day, and we've
been trying to disagree with that. she's pretty, yeah, but
not as pretty as her.
Yeah.
So we also Michael's been reaching out to me lately. Michael Kessler.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's gonna
back and forth.
Yeah, he's got a movie that's gonna be in the festival.
Nice.
Well, possibly he submitted to the festival, but
yesterday.
Yeah, he's one of the yesterday. Yeah. Don't wait till the last minute to submit your film. It's too late to tell you that now, I guess. But
love the show.
Now it's fine. Don't wait until like the week. Nice. The weekend before the 1st of March. Stone.
Yep. That is And so whatever updates in between then and now too, just let us know. And if even if you can't come on, just let us know what you need to
you can say
tell them and plug it out for you. Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
Get me an air mattress. I'll crush with one of yous.
All right. Yep.
Maybe I'll get a hotel or something too.
Yep. Actually, me and Gavin were talking about that. We're going to do, because this we did last year for the one night, the last night Saturday. And I'm not.
And he was still late. He was two blocks.
I'm not replaying that night again. I will be better. We live and learn. But this time we're actually talking about.
Now. I've never lived and learned.
Doug will be like, come on, just one more shot. We'll be stumbling in together.
Yeah, like I love it. How many times I heard him say, "I'm never drinking again" at the bar while he has a beer in his hand?
I don't think I've ever said that.
No, I did.
Okay. But so this time we're going to look into possibly getting for the whole weekend. So Friday and Saturday, and obviously Sunday we'll be checking out. So that'll be our final day. But we're looking forward to it. It's a lot easier than driving all the way back here. I mean, it's that far.
I live in St. Me, and I still get a hotel because it's so much closer.
Isn't your office like two blocks away?
Yeah, but I'm not sleeping at my office. I'm not sleeping there.
It's like,
I'll sleep there.
Yeah, there we go. She'll sleep there.
And how much do you charge?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't charge me.
I think it's gonna be fun.
Cool.
So yeah, she should definitely come and
Come on out.
You guys, maybe
I have to now.
Gavin hopefully won't have COVID.
Oh, he does. He's out.
I wonder if maybe he's just hungover. I'm kidding.
I don't think he was.
I'd say that's just domestic.
I think his plans yesterday. He's probably gonna hate. I don't care if I out. He was. His whole plan yesterday, day plan, was to meet up via online with his friends to play Magic.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, I know he does.
He's gonna beat them up.
No, to play Magic.
Meet up
with him online via online.
Beat up some kids.
That's his whole plan. So he's going to beat up some kids.
Magic over Zoom now?
Well, so him and his buddies, some friends here, but they have one friend that had to move back to Ohio. And it was his birthday, and that's something they do. But he's like, I'm playing Magic all day tomorrow. I'm like, abracadabra, what are we doing? But I don't know much about that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, I knew Dungeons and Dragons when I was like, 12.
And that was,
but I didn't know anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It's or from watching The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Or Stranger Things.
Unfortunately, he had the COVID. So if he has the COVID during this, I'm going to be like, you know what? We need our fill-in. So we'll start
coming. She'll be there too, so she can be your other co-host.
We got to find that one drunk guy who kept getting our names confused.
Frank and Jeff. Frank and Jeff.
No, that's the guy that was emailing you, told me to be leery of.
Still
emailing me. I haven't responded.
I'm hoping he doesn't show up this year because we basically banned him from things. And I don't normally do that. I don't want to sound mean, but he was a little belligerent and drunk. Not welcome.
Yeah.
I think this is my favorite episode because I've never seen you guys sit and spill so much tea. So good. I'm just.
I don't think that's like the only tea we have.
Right. We're out of
boring tea. Boring. It's tea.
My life's pretty boring most of the
time. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so we'll have that coming up and then just keep updating us. Like I said, we'll let everybody know. We are coming up close to out of time here, so I hate to cut it off. But,
no,
But Haley, in between that, if you want to jump back on and meet up with us again online and join us for another episode before the festival, let us know.
Let's do it.
We could do the trailing of Paul Rudd. Yeah. Because that guy, I started reliving some of the movies. I'm like, well, he was in that. And he was in that. And he was in that.
We should do a whole Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Because he's in it and stuff too. He's also in like shows. Like, I don't know if you guys ever watched Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Great job.
I have.
Yeah. And it's a ridiculous. He's in a bunch of the episodes. This is in like early 2000s.
Mm. Well, he was a boyfriend and friend.
He's
Clueless.
And he looks exactly the same now. As he did. I want to know.
Man made a deal with the devil.
He's drinking. Him and Tom Cruise are drinking the baby.
Ew, not Cruise.
Tom Cruise, that's how he keeps young.
Ew.
He drinks the blood of babies.
All of his gay thoughts.
No, he talks to Xenu every day. That's the
Oran and Xenu. And
I remember Paul Rudd did an interview on Conan or late night talk show. And when he was talking about the last season of Friends, because he was the fiance or whatever, and all of the friends, they were all like, oh my God, it's been a great 11 years. And he was be like, it's been a great like 2 months.
Yeah. And he went along with the whole thing.
Speaking of Conan, he was the one on Conan that would always play the Mac and scene with the kid falling down, going down the wheelchair.
So Conan has a podcast now.
Yeah.
And he was a guest and he played the audio from that one scene.
I'm actually a huge Conan. I have Sirius in my car and that's all I listen to is like Conan. And on the last episode, one of the last episodes of his recent show, right after COVID, so he finally had like real guests and whatever. And he comes out and he goes, I actually am not going to do that because he actually came out with somebody else. Mm-hmm. He's like, but we have a skit we want to show you that was never aired on SNL. I'm in it. And they like sold you on it. Mm-hmm. Like he said, I'm not doing the McKinney thing. Mm-hmm. He like told all, like that was, they talked about why he let, mm-hmm. It started as a joke and he doesn't even know how it just kept going. Like, and he's like, I'm not going to do that to you. And he did it again. Like he literally at the end.
I saw that one.
Like,
yeah.
He's like, all right, let's watch the skit. And then it was literally, he's like, are you serious?
Look how excited he is.
So,
drop the mic.
That just cracks me off.
So yeah, we'll plan a Paul Rudd episode.
That was the problem when Ant-Man 3, he didn't write it.
Who?
Paul Rudd.
Oh, really?
He wrote the first two.
Oh, did he?
Okay. Yeah. Or co-wrote.
Do you know who wrote Iron Man 2, actually? Justin Theroux.
Yeah, Justin Theroux.
I think that's Oh, so great.
Justin, the prime minister.
No, the actor Justin.
Oh, okay. It's like, what the fuck?
Justin Thoreau. Yeah, I know there's two Justin. There's the actor
and the prime minister.
And the prime minister of Canada. Not the same people. Yeah. Although they kind of look like they might be related.
Well, the prime minister of Ukraine was...
Well, he was an actor. He was a comedian and an actor.
With that little teddy bear movie. What was it called?
Oh,
No. No. Paddington.
Paddington.
He was Paddington.
Yeah.
Now he's fighting a war.
I love Paddington. Oh, those movies, Paddington and Paddington 2, are the best.
Dude, there's a guy, Dan Casey, who works for the Nerdist.com.
Yeah.
And he did a year-end movie, and he's like, I'm not kidding, Paddington is goddamn delightful.
No, that's great. There's actually a scene in some movie I just saw where they're literally, it's like two bad guys having an argument about which one is the better of the Paddingtons.
Oh, really?
And they're like, no, Paddington 2 is the best. They're making a third one, which I'm looking forward to. I think it's coming out this
I did see one thing where like two kids were interviewing Timothy Chalamet and someone else I don't remember. And it was like, who would win, Timothy Chalamet versus Paddington? And they all agreed Paddington would
Paddington. Paddington, especially in the second movie when he becomes like a detective and like.
I can see him just throwing down the raincoat. You want to die today?
Yeah, exactly.
Paddington just hulks out and becomes Cocaine Bear.
Greatest Oscar performance ever.
That's what the new, so the new movie, I just read about it because I just rewatched the first one. And I was looking something up and I was like, and it said they're making a new movie. Everyone's coming back except for the mom, who's also in Shape of Water.
Yep.
But everyone else is coming back. But the whole story is going to be they're visiting the aunt in the bear retirement home. And I was like, this is your opportunity to have like Baloo and you have Cocaine Bear, like Cocaine Bear's in rehab. And
retirement.
I'm like, that would be the ultimate
panic. The bear from The Revenant.
Yeah, the bear from The Revenant. He's he, you know.
What about the bear from The Great Outdoors?
There you go.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
The Blood and Honey version. Yeah, yeah. The Blood and Honey version.
I'm like, this is the perfect time to show like a bear retirement home with all these bears.
They should do it like Identity, where all the bears are different personalities of one different bear.
Yeah, there you go. Oh my God.
I think we just wrote a movie here.
Yeah, so. You go to meetings.
Yeah. Bear Identity. Call us Hollywood, you cowards. Yeah. We've already got a producer lined up.
Yeah. The problem is now it's going to be out in the ether and that movie's going to happen. And we're like, damn it.
Son of a
bitch. Once we publish this, it's copyrighted.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
This is our idea.
Exactly. The bear identity.
The bear necessity.
The bear supremacy. The
bear ultimatum. They're like, wait a second. I think you guys are copying this a little bit.
He becomes a spy.
One bear's voiced by Matt Damon.
He becomes a spy. Yeah.
We could rip off the Jeremy Renner version because that one's not as good as the Matt Damon one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't think I've ever watched Jeremy Renner once.
It was all right.
Was that the show?
No,
that was a movie. Yeah. Didn't they just show? No, they didn't do it.
No.
I'm thinking Jack Ryan.
Was that like Born Legacy or something?
Yeah. It was after all the Matt Damon stuff.
Was he supposed to be the same guy?
No. He was a different agent.
Okay. I hate when they do it like... But unless you're Bond, you can't get away with being like...
It was his half-brother, the other Bourne. They didn't know he was Bourne.
No, he was an agent in like the same organization.
So Bourne is like 007.
Yeah.
That's right. So his name wasn't really Jason Bourne.
I think Matt Damon's character was Jason Bourne, but because it was so iconic, they're like, Jeremy Renner, we know your name is Agent Steve Smith, but this movie is called The Bourne Ultimatum.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
See so many plot holes already. This is why I didn't watch the movie.
Wish I didn't throw
so many plot holes.
It reminds me, that movie reminded me of like 24 meets like Mission Impossible, but everyone is just yelling all the time.
Yeah.
In the cast. Mm-hmm. It's like
frantic. It's that like, we gotta get that body.
Just throwing a couple zombies, you'd be good to go.
Hey,
it's like that company that tries to put out like the AAA movie before the actual AAA movie comes out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when White House Down comes out a week before Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the company I told you about?
Yes.
Oh, they are horrible.
Give them the credit.
Those people.
One? What are they called?
Hang on a second. I know the name of the company. I used to tell them about this all the time because they would do it. They would wait. Like when Transformers came out, they made one, the Transmorphers. And then when like Snakes on, I think it might have been
Asylum then, yeah.
Snakes on a Plane came out, they made Snakes on a Train right before.
They did the Sharknado.
Yeah.
And
my dad loves those movies. I don't know why.
Well, that's the problem. So our parents, some reason, my dad will watch any of those. And I like a good B movie, like especially an older B movie.
Yeah.
Some of those I'm playing. Like, give me a call.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm like, especially when you have Sharknado, like, but I also say that about Fast and Furious. Mm. Let's just wrap it up.
Yeah.
They're basically, they're going to go to space and travel through time, and then it's got to be over.
Yeah.
Like, here's how they end the whole thing. They go to space, because I really want them to.
They go back in time and kill themselves.
And I want them to race moon rovers on the moon. Like, I want them to race those. But then when they come back, they have to go back in time. But they have to go back to the first movie. And then as soon as they travel, they get killed and the movies are done. And they never
have to go back.
Doesn't that create a paradox?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have to. They get
and then you find out Paul Walker's been alive this whole time.
Yeah.
So on that island of all the dead.
Yeah.
Well, in the movies, they never actually killed him off.
He rode off into the sunset.
Yeah, they just don't call him for the heist. Like, no, we told him we're not going to do that. He's going to spend time with his family. And you all can shut the fuck up.
And technically, if we learned anything from Avengers Endgame, aside from it is one of the greatest Marvel movies that was made, is that changing the past doesn't change, or changing the past doesn't change the future.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
So Back to the Future is a bunch of bullshit. Speaking of Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah.
See, they get their time travel information from Endgame. I always go to Time Cop.
Yeah. I go to Bill and Ted's.
I
Club Time Machine for me.
Back to the Future has the least explanation of how it actually works in it, than it never explains how it actually works.
And I think that's like the smartest thing in the world, because writing time travel is like the hardest thing to do.
That's why they did it. They said, I love that movie. So I watched an interview with Zemeckis, and he said, I knew that if we tried to explain it, it would just dumb down the movie.
Yeah.
So he just said, we're just going to throw words out there and be like, the flux capacitor, it's time travel to work. And everybody just went with it.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I mean, I don't know anybody who didn't go, oh, okay, no, that makes sense.
We all watched it. Still plays.
Yeah.
Well, it does remind, before we go, it does remind me too of, because I've been rewatching The Big Bang Theory because I love that show.
Yeah.
And,
really?
Yeah.
I've never met a fan of that show.
No,
I know people. I like that show.
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon's good. So there's that scene though that when it was later on in a couple seasons, and he was going, they were doing the remembering episode, and remembering how Leonard and Sheldon first met. And they're sitting down, and they're writing the contract, the roommate agreement. And in this part, he's like, "We both agree that if either one of us invents time travel, we will both come back to this point in time at the moment." And they sign it. They're waiting. They look for it's like. Damn,
that's disappointing.
Oh, that's I like that show. I didn't watch it religiously. I should like it more than any. I should watch it more than whatever, just because it's so pop culture. And
I just like Sheldon. I'm a fan of Sheldon.
He's the only.
If you could do a standalone show, not Young Sheldon, but if you could do a Jim Parsons standalone show, I would watch that as Sheldon.
See him in The Boys in the Band?
Yes,
the remake.
Yeah, that was good.
And he had a good part in Hidden Figures.
He was the Muppet. He was the man version of the Muppet and the Muppet, Jason Segel's Muppet in the song Man or Muppet.
Okay.
The man version of I forgot the fucking Muppet's name.
Gonzo.
It's the new one they wrote. Did you guys not seen the Jason Segel version? Mm. Oh, you should watch it. It's good. But yeah, he's in that movie too.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like a funny little sequence.
By the end, the time that show ended, they were all making over $1 million an episode. So I think whenever he works, it's like he got bored.
That's what happens in those shows. Whatever.
I mean, I'll let you know if I get bored when I start making $1 million.
Right.
I ain't gonna be bored. I'm just gonna be like, I'm in the Caribbean today, guys. Yeah. I'll see you later.
I'll zoom you.
Hey, I'll do an episode, but sorry, I'm going to have the beach behind me.
I'll be in a mountain somewhere. The Wi-Fi is 10 miles away.
I'll just zoom from my phone and be like, I'm in Scotland with Sean Connery right now.
And I'll be in bed. The one thing I will say for this year, I really want to see some more stop motion animation. Like some Coraline, Nightmare Before Christmas. I miss it.
What's his name is working on something. The guy who actually did Nightmare.
Yeah.
Tim Burton's just the producer.
Tim Burton came up with the characters, I think.
Yeah, it's his story and whatever, but the director, and now I can't remember his name, which I feel very...
Selleck?
Yes, Selleck, yes. He is awesome.
Trying to think of the director I hate, but he can actually do stop motion pretty well.
But he was working on something, but I'm not sure what, if he still is. Let's see. That's why we have Google, right? This is going to be their longest episode.
I'm just staring at all three of you, just looking down. Yeah, you're...
Here we go. Wait, not let
stop,
me join in.
I put stop lotion, not stop motion. It's a great episode.
It's a totally different category. You gotta stop the lotion. Henry
put the lotion in the basket.
Would you say stop lotion?
You got, that's what he typed in. Not
again. Is your safe search up?
I'm screwed now. Nope. All right, let's see if he's got anything new coming up. He does. Yes, Wendell and Wilde. Oh, that already came out, actually. That one, it's just upcoming. It might not have came out yet.
Okay.
That's the biggest. It's Keen Peele. Play the voices.
All right.
It's Keen Peele. Play the voices. Called Wendell and Wilde. It was supposed to come out in 2022. Those movies always take longer than they think.
Sons of bitches.
Let me see if it says online when it's coming out. Unless he scrapped it because he's mad at to burn again.
How you
doing, Tom? I'm doing good. How are you?
What I want to say, it did already come out.
Holy so when you come on down, we'll do this.
All right. Well, it came out in 2022 on Netflix.
All right.
I'm going to have to watch it. It's called Wendell and Wilde.
Wendell and Wilde.
It's another stop motion.
Movie. Wes Anderson, as much as I hate his movies, is pretty good at stop motion.
Oh, yeah,
Isle of Dogs.
I Love Dogs.
Why do you hate Wes?
I just hate his style. I generally do not like
it. I didn't like his last couple movies, but like Steve Zissou's great.
Mm-hmm.
Rushmore's good.
He did The Incredible Mr. Fox, I think.
Yeah,
and that's
the other one. Yeah, yeah.
I generally like that movie.
You know what comes out this year that I really want to see? Nosferatu from Robert Eggers.
Yep.
Which I'm really looking forward to because I love the week.
SpongeBob with that dude. What's that? There's an episode of SpongeBob where Nosferatu is in it.
Oh, yeah.
Them.
It's, have you seen the movie The Witch with Anna Joy Taylor? And the movie Northman, and he did Lighthouse. Same guy.
He's doing
Nosferatu. It's with Lily Rose Depp is the girl. The Skarsgård, the creepy Skarsgård is Nosferatu.
Bill? Is there Bill and there's Alexander and then there's Stellan, their dad. Yeah.
So I like that there's one that's sort of the one that everyone says looks like a Greek god. And then you've got Bill, who's like, I could play every monster, like horror movie character. It's like a Doug Jones character or whatever. And then the dad is just always funny and crazy.
Yeah, he's Davy Jones in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I know. He's great. He's in Thor, the Thor movies.
Oh, yeah. Every time someone mentions Nosferatu, I can only think of Rick and Morty. Vampires in the high school, and they're like, what's your name, Kosferatu? And then he goes to like the head vampire. He's like, are you fucking serious? Stop it with the puns. Like, you're trying to be secretive.
Oh, God, I love that show.
I want to do one quick fun thing also before like we
hurry him.
A different thing. All right, so let's say hypothetically a dream movie could come out, right? 2024, 2025. Let's say 2024. Mm-hmm. Each one of us has to pick one thing that the movie would be. So like you would pick like who would direct it. I would pick who would be the lead actor. You would pick like the genre.
Okay. And
then you would pick what would be another good thing to have?
Composer.
Yeah.
Composer? Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I already had my answer lined up.
I have mine. Stop motion Ari Aster movie. 3 hours long.
All right. So
soundtrack by Hans Zimmer.
So we have a stop action movie. Who's directing it?
Who's going to direct the stop action
movie? Yorgos Lanthimos.
I'm trying to think who would be a crazy stop motion director.
Darren Aronofsky.
That's who I was thinking. That would be
High West.
I'm now thinking of Adam Scott because of the stop motion picture he tried to create in Parks and Rec. It was like 10 seconds long. He's like, I compared it to Avatar. Oh, God.
Have you seen the stop motion scene in Harold and Kumar Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So ridiculous. Let's do Darren Aronofsky.
That'd be
interesting to see.
All right. Who's composing it?
Hans Zimmer? I was not lying about that answer.
All right.
All right. And the lead actor is going to be Bruce Campbell.
Nice.
Actually, watch that.
Yeah. This sounds
it's
dope.
It's so funny you bring that up. I've been rewatching Burn Notice.
Oh, like, yeah. I love that show.
It's my favorite
buddy, my buddy's on that show.
Oh, did you ever see that? He did like one season, host a game show. I think you can find it on Tubi.
Thanks, Jason. But and she's not a big character.
It's hilarious. I showed Doug an episode, and I've shown Patrick and them an episode. He's hosting this game show. It's like at a Comic Con.
Oh, yeah.
It is a tag game show. No, you got to see it, though. I'm trying to
remember what the name of it is. He has a new show out right now where they just do deep dives into old movies and shows. And they do,
that'd be fun.
I follow him on Twitter. He keeps posting like little trailers for it.
Campbell. When Twitter, fun fact, when Twitter first came out, they were doing the USA upfronts. And somehow I like applied to be like a Twitter correspondent at this little red carpet thing. And so I got to meet Jeffrey Donovan and Bruce Campbell, and it was Kobe Bell and Sharon Glass. But I remember when Bruce Campbell came down, because our job was literally to take pictures and post them on Twitter. And this was 2011, so it was like relatively new. And I got so excited for Bruce Campbell that I like jumped off the step and I was like, hey, I was like, Bruce, like, I love you. Like, you know, can we take a picture? We're going to take a picture. Okay. And he goes, all right, I guess. And then we took it. And it
that's his personality.
Yeah. Like, all right. And I have it. Hold on. Oh, God. I better talk. I have it on my mantle.
That's so great because it almost looks.
He looks like he's saying it like, all right.
He literally was like, all right, I guess.
Yeah. I met him one time and he was super hilarious. He's like, all right. He signed my book. I bought the Chins Could Kill.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he signed it for me. I forgot what he said. He said something in it weird and funny. And then my buddy was with us and somehow they brought up the World Series and they sat and talked for like 20 minutes about the World Series that year.
And I'm like, aren't you guys from the same hometown?
Yeah, Royal Oak, Michigan.
Yeah.
With Sam Raimi and Ted Raimi and all those guys.
You lucky son of a
bitch. All the Raimis.
I was a little young.
So, Haley, just so you know, it's called Last Fan Standing.
Nobody's from there besides me.
Last Fan Standing. You can find it on Tubi, but check it out. It's from a while like
Last Fan Standing. Yeah, yeah.
2016, but they do. He hosts multiple episodes, but it's his interaction with the guests on there, the contestants, how he talks to them. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all movie trivia type stuff or you know pop culture.
Did I send you the pop culture game show I did?
You sent me yours. Yeah, I showed them too.
Should have won.
Haley was on a game show.
Good question.
I will.
The show is called Who the Bleep Is That?
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, she's on an episode.
I didn't know that you were on that. That's awesome.
There was one, I can't remember which question it was, and you didn't get it. I'm like, come on, I even knew that.
No, because okay, so I thought it was a trick question, and they were for some reason, and they showed like dissolving into it. It was one of those of Magic Mike. Yeah. And I was looking at the torso and I'm like, that's too small to be Channing Tatum's. Like that, I think it's Matthew McConaughey because he's also in that movie. So I'm like, maybe just the poster. So I said Matthew McConaughey because I was just like nervous and that's what got me screwed up.
It was funny. I was yelling at you at the TV.
I'm
like, come on.
But then I got every
question. I knew what he looked like.
It was okay.
But if you see the one where I get $1 million baby, that was a second's worth of footage, and I got that one.
No, you did well. No, you did very well. Nice. I'll send it to you. Yeah, it's called Who the Bleep Is.
I've heard of it before. I remember when it was on because it had a couple seasons.
TMZ right? On their YouTube.
Wow,
TMZ.
Hey, everybody needs content these days.
That's what you guys actually need to add to the film festival, like a game show section. I could host it for you. I've got a cheesy ass fucking blazer that's like bright blue. I used it for another game show thing.
The red carpet.
That wasn't that one. No, that was my shark skin. No, I mean this one's like
even
like cheesier. A bright blue.
Yeah, if you're gonna be a talk show or a game show host, have that like
and a pinky ring.
I want to be like the fun person, like the I actually waited on Andy Richner not too long ago. Okay. I want to be the Andy Richner to the Conan O'Brien that is going to this show.
You gotta do it.
I want to be the one that announces the prizes and sends off the losers.
Tell them what they've won, Haley.
You've won nothing because you suck.
Be like in UHF.
Oh yeah,
nothing. You suck.
I love that Arrested Development where he had like seven identical twin brothers.
Oh yeah,
one of them was just a real dick.
Oh, how much can a banana cost? $10.
Yes.
God rest her soul.
Awesome. But yes, we do have to go now, though. I think I'm also tied. I know it's sad, but you're coming back to me anyway.
I'll be back.
Yeah, we'll put up the two episodes, and then you'll come back on when we do the Paul Rudd episode
or whatever. It's only we get like
an hour. I got to make sure I chop that there. But yeah, so thank you guys very much.
We got it. Oh man, we should have known. We should have found a spot and had a cliffhanger. What's gonna happen next?
He never got in the cockadoodie car.
Will they keep talking or won't they? Or will it cut off? Tune in next week. Same movie talks about the Batman show.
Like, will they survive? Tune in next week. So I'm assuming they do. There's another episode.
Will Gavin recover from COVID?
Will Gavin return or is
done? Will Haley finally stop being so angry at Patrick?
That'll never happen.
No. And if it does, hell froze over.
Yeah.
All right. But until then, audience. Yeah.
Thank
you so much for joining us, Haley. Again, thank you. We'll talk soon. Doug, thank you for joining us. To the audience out there, thank you guys. Tune in next week for Movie Talks and Chill. We're your hosts. I'm Tony Cerrato.
I'm Patrick Wall.
I'm Doug Sherhart.
And I'm Haley. And go find me on TikTok, tiktok.com/@HaleyKnowsPopCulture.
Awesome. All right. Thanks a lot, Haley. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Don't forget, guys, you can visit us at our website, movietalksandchill.com. Email us at talktous@movietalksandchill.com or find us on our YouTube channel.
You can also follow us on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Movie Talks and Chill.
You can listen to us on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, coming soon to Apple Podcasts, CastBox, and Overcast.
New episodes available every Wednesday. Talk to you then.
Theme music for our podcast was composed, arranged, and performed by Paul the Rock.